This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's economy will likely grow more than 6% by April, according to experts from the Colorado Futures Center and Colorado State University. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
That annualized growth rate is slower than the current rate, though it's still strong, the researchers say. But they add there are economic risks that are hard to predict in the months ahead. For example, the trajectory of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Other drags on growth they cite include supply chain issues and stress in the labor market. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
People with both COVID-19 vaccine shots and their booster are nearly 50 times less likely to be hospitalized than those who are not vaccinated. That's according to state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
If you are a fully vaccinated adult, get your booster now. We are starting to see the clear impact of booster doses in protecting people.
So far, more than 1.1 million Coloradans have received their COVID-19 booster shots. Colorado has a new draft plan for rolling out universal preschool for four-year-olds starting in 2023. CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
A network of local authorities would be charged with making sure every four-year-old who wants it gets 10 hours a week of schooling. The state's new Department of Early Childhood would oversee the network. But if the current Build Back Better plan passes Congress, nearly all three- and four-year-olds could access full-time free preschool. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says childcare now costs families nearly $9,000 per year.
For years, those costs and the limited supply across Colorado have really created insurmountable challenges for a lot of families.
The Senate is expected to take up the Build Back Better measure before the holiday break. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Stay tuned.